Will Florida's citrus industry survive HLB? University of Florida genetics researcher Fred Gemitter asked that question at the Citrus Growers Institute in Avon Park Tuesday. He answered yes. He offers several reasons he thinks the industry will not only survive, but thrive.
I think there's no question Florida will survive HLB. The Florida industry is strong. It will adapt. It's changed already. It will continue to change. It will not be what it was 10 or 15 years ago. But I believe that this industry has the soul and the gumption to survive, no question.
What will be some of the things that you think help us survive?
Well, there's an awful lot of new information we have with how to manage trees, how to manage the pests, nutrition. We have some new tools such as antimicrobials at the moment, at least. And what we've seen from the breeding programs, ours and the USDA as well, is a lot of new rootstocks that have been selected in this war zone environment that we've been in. There are new varieties that are coming along, many of which appear to be tolerant of HLB, and some which may or may not be tolerant, but provide new marketing opportunities for improved quality juice products, new mandarins, other sorts of hybrids. So I think there's a whole world of change that we can embrace and we can move forward and survive. Thrive. Let's thrive.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.